Look, as a local councillor in the area, I have a particular interest in what this rezoning can bring to our community here in Hazelwood and in Ballinode. These lands have been previously been granted planning permission and were accepted as a suitable by Sligo County Council at the time. And the need for housing in this part of Sligo has increased considerably since then, particularly with increases in the educational facilities, factories and small businesses, and the large increases of employment here in Sligo University Hospital. Look, the rezoned lands will facilitate a mixed-use development on a phased basis on the site, and it will include proposals for assisted living, social housing, housing for the elderly, student accommodation and affordable and private housing. In addition, there will be a wide range of community facilities, which I personally am very interested in, which will benefit the local area, and these will include football pitches, multi-purpose playing facilities, a creche, a community centre and a large playground, along with the many walking and cycling routes in the immediate surroundings. There has been a large amount of work put into the development ideas of this land by the developers, and I can understand why the Chief Executive in his opening response has acknowledged the comprehensive and detailed nature of the submission.
And this would be something that would be a huge aid to the entire community, wouldn't it? All these aspects.
Definitely, David. Especially on the northeast side of town, where there hasn't been as much development in recent years. Yet, in terms of residential homes and that for a growing population here in Sligo, and we have the Atlantic Technology University, we have ABVI, we have many new small businesses, and we also have the ABVI Pharmaceutical Company, which is on the Manor Hamilton Road, which is a substantial employer throughout the region.